The following story was an official selection in our 1,000-word fast fiction contest. If you enjoy tales like this, head on over to coldopenstories.com. On the site, you'll find hundreds of stories, as well as our call for submissions, writing competitions, and community of authors and voice talent. While you're there, you can also check out our award-winning full-cast audio dramas and original content. And now, Cold Open Stories presents The Avenger, written by Alex Gentum, performed by Ross Fisher Davis, directed and produced by Colin DeGraff.
Captain Prabhu turns the pistol over in his hand, thinking.
My men.
Then, resolved.
My village.
In front of him, Tower K rises black and monolithic in the soft Raijin night. To the right, stretches the outpost's outer fence, wire-tipped steel zigzagging off into darkness. To the left is the heavy west gate. Inside the tower, a sentry watches the road through bulletproof windows. It mounts a couple remote guns, but the real defenses are about 60 meters back, a pair of heavy bolter nests trained on the gate. Probably knows this because he lives here. He also knows because he's rehearsed tonight dozens of times. The 6-minute walk to the tower is always clean, and tonight was no different. He passed Goshi and Agede on the way, but they didn't question him. No one does. Prabhu is second in command of the outpost, and the men love him.
My men,
he thinks again. It feels wrong to exploit their trust like this. A sticky, sickly churning. Then, he reminds himself.
My village.
His decision is already made. They're haphazardly laid out in an unmarked pit. Rank stench mingling with ocean spray in the fetid air. Prabhu doesn't try to recognize them. The pain stabs deep enough as is.
He left them,
the man is saying.
Left them with nothing. Bastard wouldn't even lower the tax.
But the tsunami. Prabhu starts in disbelief, but it doesn't ease the guilt. Regret grips him.
I should have written more often. Visited earlier.
Oh, it took their trawlers, their homes.
The man, Sayavan, he later learns, seethes at the thought of it.
Governor just doesn't care. And now look, half starved, half diseased, the rest beaten to death for protesting.
Emperor, keep them. Prabhu breathes, choking back tears, and the man laughs.
The Emperor.
Sayavan spits.
He turned his back while his servants bled them. He's no better than any robber baron in the capital. And you, a captain in the Avengers, drawing your salary off their broken taxpaying backs.
Prabhu feels the anger well up. The shame. A river pounding at a flimsy dam. He feels the urge to strike the stranger. Beat him. Crush him into the sand. But something restrains him. Tells him it wouldn't change a thing. Sayavan sees it too.
You want to avenge them?
He smiles.
So do we.
Prabhu hoists himself up the ladder to Tower K. There's a tension in the air beyond his own. The whole post had been on edge since the news of the Reacher Uprising came in that morning. Panicked chatter, fanatical legions sweeping across Rija from the coast, sweeping through towns not even 3 kilometers away. My men. Prabhu curses the hesitation. He's known since Sayavan Vox that this day would come. Still, the irony shakes him. To avenge one family, he betrays another. Prabhu climbs with professional quiet to the guard tower. He thumbs the safety on his pistol. It's simple, familiar, rehearsed. Then he sees the shape of the sentry and stops cold.
Why did it have to be you?
Prabhu curses his cowardice again, but before he can recover, the figure turns. The sloping face of Lieutenant Havalda meets him. Havalda jumps, startled.
Captain,
she greets.
I didn't hear you.
Prabhu's heart sinks, his fists ball, his head a whirlwind of self-admonishment.
All well, he manages. Quiet,
she answers, looking a little concerned.
It's odd. Command said the Reachers were supposed to hit us hours ago. Bad intel, maybe?
Of course they haven't.
Prabhu thinks, with an internal moan of dread.
They're waiting for me.
Maybe,
is what he says. His pistol arm twitches.
My village.
Prabhu wonders briefly if he should have asked Sivan's friend to spare his men, but there would be no point. They're Avengers, proud soldiers of one of the greatest regiments in the sector. They wouldn't surrender if the Reachers gave them the choice.
My village. They left my family to die.
Then,
my men trust me. They look up to me.
Prabhu grinds his teeth.
Captain?
Havalda looks at him through wide, worried eyes. They're soft, but it burns him.
Nevin, are you all right?
She asks. Prabhu's name registers on him with the force of a freight car. He panics and pulls the gun. The lasbolt goes wide, strikes her in the hip, knocking her off her feet. The lieutenant falls to the ground with a thud. Prabhu's arm locks, pointed at her, quivering with adrenaline. In seconds, Havalda's slanting face cycles through shock, fear, hatred.
What?
She starts, and then her hand shoots towards the alarm. Prabhu pulls the trigger. This time, he strikes true. The lieutenant's arm drops cold to the lattice floor, a smoldering hole through her forehead. Prabhu stumbles to the console and keys in the entry code. He fingers his vox speed.
It's done,
he says. Outside, the gate begins to slide open with a mechanical groan. Prabhu falls backwards to the wall. His heart thunders, his ears ring. Already he sees them. Dozens of figures peeling out of the shadows, moving silently to the open gateway. 30 seconds later, the silence is cut short with the bark of heavy bolters, frantic shouts, whoops, war cries. Prabhu closes his eyes.
My village. This is for my village.
The Reacher commander stamps into the tower room with his rifle drawn. An Avenger man sits against the wall, the Imperial signet on his peaked cap. Across from him, another Avenger is slumped, dead, beneath the control panel. The commander nods approvingly.
Well met, Captain Prabhu,
he greets.
I'm Anil. Sivan sent me.
Is it done? The sitting man croaks.
Yah wills it,
Anil answers.
Thanks to you, of course.
Prabhu sighs, his head lolls back.
Are you injured?
Anil probes, concern written on his face.
You didn't join us in the battle?
No, Prabhu says simply.
Then why?
The captain casts a glance at the corpse. I owe him that much.